This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's Eastern Townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about the agricultural development of the Eastern Townships. The 19th century was a critical moment for agriculture in Lower Canada. Since 1792, new regions had opened for settlement. However, agriculture in the new townships evolved differently than it did in the old seigneuries. Encouraged by favorable rates on wheat, the colonies tended to produce a surplus of it to be exported to the empire. As a result, Lower Canada went through a significant agricultural crisis in the 1830s. Harvests in the seigneuries were poor for several reasons. The land was overused, outdated farming methods were still being used, and adverse weather conditions made agricultural activities very difficult. As such, Lower Canada needed to import wheat from Upper Canada just to meet its population's needs. This agricultural crisis did not affect the Eastern Townships, where harvests remained abundant. Nonetheless, the Eastern Townships farmers were unable to ship wheat to markets in Lower Canada due to the poor road conditions. The Eastern Townships stood out from the rest of Lower Canada by its impressive agricultural output in the 19th century. In 1820, farmers began to gather within various agricultural associations. Bovine and sheep breeding rapidly took off. Various breeds of cows and sheep were imported from New England and from England. Lands were used for pasture, to produce various cereals, and for subsistence farming. Part of land was also used to plant orchards or maple groves. In 1830, 5,000 of the 5,800 families living in the area were farming families. Some arrived only with a few to engaging in subsistence farming, whereas others produced a surplus. Women and girls generally tended to the garden, milked the cows, and churned the butter, and men cleared the lands and worked in the fields. Elsewhere in Quebec, the shift towards dairy farming occurred in the late 1870s, but the Eastern Townships began specializing in the sector much earlier. Breeding dairy cattle required much less land. Thus, agricultural output on dairy farms was less severely affected by adverse weather conditions than it was for wheat production. In the 1830s, several local farms produced their own milk and dairy products. Starting in the 1850s, dairy products were sold on urban markets. The development of the railway and the circulation of buggies that could keep dairy products cool enabled the distribution of these products to various markets across Quebec and in the United States. In 1865, the first industrial cheese plant was inaugurated in Dunham. The Eastern Townships became a pioneer region for the milk and cheese industry in Quebec. Did you know? Starting in the latter part of the 19th century, Quebec agriculture experienced a rapid rise in dairying. As a result, butteries and cheese factories began to spring up, particularly around the towns and railways, as farmers and businessmen wanted in on this profitable new industry. Notably, Quebec's first cheese factory, established in 1865, was located in the Eastern Townships in Dunham. At this time, Quebec agronomists and politicians sought to encourage the province's dairy industry. In 1875, the Minister of Agriculture wrote, "The importance of developing this industry, which should become a national one, cannot be overemphasized." Impressively, Quebec's number of butter and cheese factories exploded in the last decades of the 19th century, going from 162 in 1886 to almost 2,000 by 1900. Even township newspapers show evidence of the importance of the cheese industry to the local economy. On May 8, 1890, The Barnston correspondent to the Stansted Journal wrote, "Mr. Wilkins is getting ready to run 3 cheese factories this summer, one at the corner, one at Corliss Mills, and one at Baldwin's Mills." Later, another correspondent indicated his preference for the lucrative cheese industry when he wrote, "It is estimated that the 7 factories in Barnston will bring in about $25,000. That is better than butter could do." Join us next time when we talk about United Canada.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.